Now go ahead and turn to page number 44. It'll be Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 42. Page 44. Lord's Day 42. And in this, we're dealing with the Eighth Commandment, questions 110 and 111. I'll ask the question and we'll respond together with the answer. So question number 110, what does God forbid in the Eighth Commandment? Together, God forbids not only such theft and robbery as are punished by the government, but God views as theft also all wicked tricks and devices whereby we seek to get our neighbor's goods, whether by force or by deceit, such as unjust weights, lengths, measures, goods, coins, usury, or by any means forbidden of God. Also all covetousness and the misuse and waste of his gifts. Question number 111. But what does God require of you in this commandment? Together? That I further my neighbor's good where I can and may, deal with him as I would have others deal with me, and labor faithfully so that I may be able to help the poor in their need. So one of the things we notice about this catechism, it's that holy character of God that we reflect when we become Christians. We are new creatures in Christ. The Apostle Paul tells us we're to consider ourselves dead to sin. And we can consider ourselves that way because that's our goal. Knowing that we will fail the Lord, we will break his commandments, but we strive not to. We put on a new life, a new way of thinking. And in this, it's specifically dealing with theft, robbery, things like that. And the essence of theft is covetousness. That's why it's the 10th commandment and it covers so many. This is just one other aspect of it. The reason why people steal is because they coveted somebody else's stuff and they wanted it. And they decided to take it either by force, fear, trickery. That's why it puts all those things in that catechism, because there's so many different ways in which we steal from people. One of those things is usury, different things like just unjust weights, lengths, measures. Because so many coins, they were worth money for so long, and it used it where that people would shave off metal off it and make it lighter than what it really was. And so there's a lot of theft, and there's so many ways in which we do it. And so the Lord, what he does here, especially in the catechism, we confess our faith together. It's the putting off and putting on. So as we put off those things of theft and the different ways in which we do that, we put on something. We put on what is good, where we further our neighbor's good, where we can and may deal with him as I would have others deal with me. So that's where we're looking out for our neighbor's stuff. So if you see someone stealing somebody else's stuff, your neighbor's goods, what do? You call the police. You do what you have to do to stop that person because you're upholding your neighbor's stuff. You're respecting his property, his or her property. That's the point of what God is teaching you here. And so also, the other side is instead of stealing those things, go and labor faithfully. There is nothing wrong with being successful financially. Money is not the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. It's what you do with those finances that you earn, that you recognize it's the Lord that blessed you with those means to gain those finances. But what do you do with those finances? It tells you here, so that I may be able to help the poor in their need. You're not to hoard all those things to yourselves. You're to use them for the betterment of others, including the next generations in your own family even. The Lord calls that a blessing. So all those things are aspects of it, and you can do a whole message on that topic alone. But as something in this Lord's Day, we're reminded of his commandments of putting off and putting on. So remember that.